Welcome to this APTA podcast, bringing you coverage of the 2017 NEXT Conference and Exposition in Boston, Massachusetts. During NEXT, we conducted multiple interviews with conference lecturers and association leaders, which we broadcast live via Facebook. You can watch those videos at apta.org/next/news, or you can listen to podcast versions like this one, which are available via iTunes or at apta.org/podcasts.
All right. Hello, everyone. One more time for the very last time of APTA Next. My name is Cruz Romero. I'm the Director of Communications with the Student Assembly Board of Directors, and I'm at the APTA Media Center. And today I'm joined by Jennifer. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. So today we're going to talk about the VCU Marquette Challenge and the Foundation for Physical Therapy.
Yep.
Awesome. Really, really excited to talk to you about this because this is such an important topic that I think a lot of students don't really know much about. There is incredible engagement with this thus far, but I think there's some areas where we can improve on this for sure, right?
I definitely agree.
Awesome. So first off, can you tell us what the challenge is? And for students that are not familiar with it, just basically kind of explain the how it works.
Definitely. So the challenge is a student-run fundraising initiative for the Foundation for Physical Therapy. Mm-hmm. So every single year, roughly 146 PT and PTA schools across the nation, or even more, challenge each other to raise the most money for physical therapy research.
Ah.
So since its inception in 1989, there have been over 246 schools involved, and we've raised over $3.7 million.
Awesome. Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That's seriously amazing. Yeah. So why is the challenge so important? What does it do? Where does all this, you said 3.6 million?
3.7.
3.7 million, excuse me. Yeah. 3.7, where does all this money go to?
Oh, so that's a great question. So all this money goes directly to physical therapy researchers to help fund grants and different doctoral scholarships. It also helps fund physical therapy investigators such that we can directly fund the rigorous scientific peer review process, which determines where the funding goes to. So which researchers receive the necessary funding they need for that evidence-based research.
Right, right.
So
we talk so much, I mean, in my program, we talked a ton about evidence-based research and how important that is because it really drives a lot of what we do not only as clinicians, but it can also affect things like payment models when we go do some legislative efforts and advocacy efforts. I mean, if we really have this evidence, that will mean a lot for our profession. So yeah, that's huge.
Definitely will bring our profession only forward.
Right, exactly. So now, what successes have we had this year with the challenge and, you know, just basically that you'd really like to highlight?
Sure. Specifically this year, we had 146 PT and PTA schools involved.
Awesome.
And we raised a grand total of $340,000, roughly.
Oh, wow. So all of these are volunteers just kind of taking their, you know, doing things on their own, doing various different activities. Just donating all of this money to...
Yes, so it's all student volunteers along with amazing faculty advisors that are mentoring these students in the PT and PTA schools.
Awesome, I love that. Yeah. I love that. So now, we were last night just at the Foundation mm-hmm. for Physical Therapy Gala, which was a really, really fun time. And at the event, they announced the winner. So can you tell us who won and a little bit more about that?
Yes, so the winner of this year's Marquette Challenge is Mercer University.
Awesome.
And they raised...
Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations. And they raised over $45,000.
Wow.
So now,
just one school?
Just one school for one year.
So now is that one just one part of the, like, one class, or was that collectively in their program?
Collectively in their program. Mercer University raised over $45,000 just this past year.
Just this year.
But they've been involved for roughly 3 years, and they've raised over $106,000 in those 3 years. So it's quite amazing when a school is really inspired and takes initiative, how much can be done to benefit our profession.
Our profession, literally. And there's also some bragging rights associated.
Oh, definitely. So besides the coveted Challenge Cup, they also have naming rights.
Yeah.
So now it's the 2017-2018 Mercer Marquette Challenge.
Ah.
So they get their school first in the name,
naming
rights.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay, I love that. So every year that changes then?
Yes.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Awesome to know. Well, awesome.
Yeah.
Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
really,
you for having
really
me.
Appreciate your time. And congratulations one more time to Mercer. And thank you so much for what you did for research and the Foundation for Physical Therapy. Thank you, everyone, for joining. This is the last Facebook Live of the conference at the APTA Media Center. We'll see you at the next conference. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
For more podcasts like this one, go to apta.org/podcasts or search APTA Podcasts on iTunes. Don't forget to mark your calendar for Next 2018 in Orlando, Florida, June 27th through 30th.